Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The right fielder, Milt Burns. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mike Chartak. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kramer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Kramer. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting third. The third baseman, Ralph Hodgson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshott. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Lopat. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Lopat. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chartak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burns. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Burns throws the ball into Christman, who tags Trosky trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Schalk goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tresh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Kramer, and towards Stevens, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Haworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haworth hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat hits a line drive into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schalk is called out on strikes. One out. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodgen strikes out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a line drive into right field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0 for 1 in the game. Chartak is called out on strikes. Two outs. Red Haworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Haworth hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker strikes out. One out. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickshott hits a line drive into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopat hits a fly ball into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schock is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Krivic hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Lobbs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 2 in the game. Christman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lobbs moves to second. Frank Mancuso pinch hits for Mike Chartak. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George McQuinn now playing first base. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodgin for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-2 in the game. Tucker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 1, White Sox, 1. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-3 in the game. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Krivic hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot is 0-for-2 in the game. Dickshot hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a line drive towards short. Stevens reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Eddie Carnett now playing left field. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a line drive into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 0-for-2 in the game. Lopat hits a line drive towards short. Stevens reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Haworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haworth is 0 for 3 in the game. Haworth bunts towards the mound. Lopat fields it and throws to first for the out. McQuinn moves to second. One out. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopat fields it and throws to first for the out. McQuinn moves to third. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 4 in the game. Gutteridge hits a line drive into left field. Carnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 3 in the game. Tucker strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Krivic bunts for a double play. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 4 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 3 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into right field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 0 for 3 in the game. Lopat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 4 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a line drive into left field. Carnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Schalk hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hodgson hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-4 in the game. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Schalk moves to second. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Carnett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Red Haworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haworth is 0-for-3 in the game. Haworth hits a fly ball into left field. Carnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopat fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-5 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-4 in the game. Webb hits a pop-up towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lopat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-5 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up towards third. Hodgson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-5 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Schalk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Hodgen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schalk moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schalk moves to third. Hodgen moves to second. 2 outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Tucker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schalk scores. Hodgen moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.